from the city of Bryan. How are you today? What do you got?
I am fine. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Sure.
I actually have a guest today. Susan Manette is with our engineering department. She's a staff engineer. She's going to talk about some of the capital improvement projects we have going on in Bryan, specifically a Safe Routes to School program that we have going on.
Very good. Susan, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me here.
All right. So tell me a little bit about Safe Trips to School. How does that work?
The Safe Routes to School program, it's a Federal Highway Administration program, and they provide us with grant funding in order to provide safe routes to schools. And we have a current project going on. It's a 2009 Safe Routes project. It takes a number of years to get the grant approved and working and get everything designed. And we had a LAN was our engineering firm that designed the project. We've bid it, and Larry Young Paving is our contractor. And everything's been awarded, and we're just going through some submittal processes right now and are ready to get done at the end of the month with that so that we can get started on construction. And this is four elementary schools in town. It's Bonham, Crockett, Johnson, and Navarro. And at those four locations, we're going to be doing some sidewalk improvements, some pavement reconfigurations for some traffic calming, some additional roadway signage, and some pedestrian flashers.
Okay, so now the sidewalks make sense. I understand that. Now, what about as far as road surface is concerned? What are you doing there?
It's not road surface. There's one particular location. It's Johnson Elementary at Oak Hill and Hillside intersection.
Okay.
We're narrowing the curb at the intersection. That really tends to slow people down.
Okay.
And it's the direction that doesn't have a stop sign. People tend to go beyond the speed limit, and it's by one of the schools, the Johnson Elementary School.
Right.
So this way it will make people slow down.
And I would think, I don't know, I remember going to a city once where the streets were wide, and I thought that was really neat to know. It was Fredericksburg. They have really wide streets. And I remember talking to somebody in engineering and said, gosh, why don't you make the streets that wide? That'd look really neat. He said, wider streets, people tend to go faster. And I thought, well, you know, that's probably right from a safety standpoint. And then when you're talking about around schools, people are probably very familiar with that road. Either they live in that neighborhood or they're there all the time. And so I would think there they also have a tendency, because they drive with more confidence, to drive faster, too.
It may be that. A lot of the people that we've talked to, they're wanting us to narrow that, because
sure,
people who live in the neighborhood
right,
are the ones that are concerned about it. So they're very excited about some of the sidewalks. We're interconnecting existing sidewalks. So some of the sidewalks are close to the school, and some of them are a little further out into the neighborhoods. And the project is an $800,000 project, and we're getting $700,000 through this federal grant program.
And the grant's fully funded. It's not something that would end too short or anything short of us finishing the project.
We have an advanced funding agreement with TxDOT that already puts this money in a fund for us. Now, we have to spend the money, but we get reimbursed for it, and it's on a monthly basis.
Do we need to be aware of any street closings or inconveniences for folks while you do the work?
For the most part, the majority of the work is sidewalk work, and it really, we don't have to close a street for that. You may be, you know, just some flagging around or just some cones and stuff to go around, and it's more in the neighborhoods, so you shouldn't see a lot of street closures.
Okay, and when is the completion date?
This project will probably take somewhere around 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weather-dependent kind of thing,
sure.
So yeah, beginning of next year it should
okay.
be done.
So it begins when then?
Hopefully about by the end of the month.
Okay.
As soon as we get all the submittals and everything through TxDOT, we're working with them real closely, because there's a lot of paperwork with federal grants.
Sure. Anything up on the internet about it, on the website, that would help folks understand where this is?
The City of Bryan Engineering Department does have a website with our capital programs on there, and I'll double check that we've got the latest information on that.
Super. We'll do that. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Anything else for us today?
Yeah, well, I have two quick things, Scott. One is that we sent out some information earlier in the week just reminding people that BTU is trimming trees around power lines. This is always happening and always ongoing, but you know, we've had a lot of these nice late spring storms.
Yes, we have.
Yes, a lot, which is good though, because it's brought us rain.
Sure.
So it's bringing it more to people's attention again, because we have some down limbs and stuff. So just want to remind homeowners that if they have a tree that they think is too dangerously close to a power line, or if they see any other hazard, to call, and the number is 822-3777, and that is BTU's direct hotline number.
Okay.
And then the second thing that I wanted to mention is that the Bryan citizens are our eyes and ears, and really it just goes beyond even Bryan citizens. If you are anyone that lives in the Bryan College Station community and you're driving in Bryan and you see something wrong, you see a traffic light out, or you see a drainage problem, we encourage you to report it, because that only helps us know where the problems are. And so there's two ways you can do that. You can call our hotline number, 209-59900, or you can go to bryantx.gov. This is a long URL, but it's /forms/helpbrian.
Okay.
But the point is you're looking for the Help Brian link on the homepage of the BrianTX.gov website, and there's a form there where you can submit what problem that you're seeing in our community.
All right.